All right. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Thank you, and I apologize for the technical difficulties this morning. There is something wrong with our usual VITA conference line, so the Secretary of Technology was nice enough to get us another line pretty quickly. So we just want to brief everybody, and I first want to say I'm here in Virginia Beach, and so I want to thank the registrar and the electoral board here in Virginia Beach for letting us use their office to do the call, and also for hosting the governor this morning during his announcement. So the governor this morning, just a short while ago, announced a proposal that he is including in his budget that's going up to the General Assembly on Wednesday. That proposal includes a statewide funding for replacement of all legacy voting equipment in the Commonwealth. So that includes not just the touchscreen equipment, but also the older optical scan technology that's out there and in use. And so the proposal, again, would provide funding to replace all of that equipment. It would set up a fairly aggressive timetable for us to accomplish this and have new equipment statewide in time for the 2015 General Assembly elections. In addition to funding for the voting equipment, it would also provide funding to upgrade electronic poll books. And also provide funding to ensure that the results reporting site for the Department of Elections does not experience any further issues on election night. So that's kind of the three funding three portions of this request. The big one is obviously the voting equipment. And so the voting equipment, that transition would actually be accomplished through a statewide procurement of a single system through a vendor, through the procurement process, and the state would actually be providing the equipment to the localities. This will allow the state to fund 100% of that purchase, and also allow it to meet the pretty aggressive timetable to get the equipment out there and in use without having to have localities figure out during their own budget sessions, kind of where the funding would be coming from. So again, the governor announced this initiative this morning. The budget will be coming out. All the budget language will be coming out on Wednesday. I have Lisa Wooten here who joined us. And some folks from the Department of Elections. So the other portion of this, so that that funding would, that would be for equipment for the folks that have legacy equipment. Those localities that have recently purchased the newer scanning technology would be reimbursed for those prior purchases over a 3-year period. And so, that we certainly didn't want them having taken a step to replace their equipment and then not benefit from the program. So there will be reimbursement in there for those prior purchases over a 3-year period. That's voting equipment. Again, just to kind of recap the voting equipment, the voting equipment would be procured at the state level with the hope of getting everybody on one form of voting equipment, one of the new scanning piece of equipment that are out there. That will allow us not only to leverage the buying power of the state to be able to fund this and do it quickly, but it will also allow us to assist folks in terms of training, in terms of education, in terms of everything that goes on that we are just at state level currently unable to do given the number of different types of equipment that are out there. Those would be in place. The idea is to have all equipment in place by August 1st. in order to allow everybody to utilize it for the 2015 general election. And again, all those localities, the localities that have already switched to the new digital scanning equipment would be reimbursed for those prior purchases over a three-year period. The electronic poll books kind of wrapped up into this money is money for us to upgrade electronic poll books. We know a lot of folks are still using the state-issued equipment that was refurbished several years ago. So the actual life of that equipment is now now gaining on pretty close to 10 years. We know we're starting to get increased reports of issues going on with the electronic poll books. So part of the funding proposal would provide us the ability to upgrade folks' electronic poll book equipment for those that are participating in the state-run program. And then the website, of course, you all know the issues that we have encountered at the state level, and the governor was very upfront about those, and we own those, and so we said these are the resources we'll need to keep this from happening again, and so he has included that in the proposal as well, so that you all and voters and the media and everybody can depend on the website not crashing on election night. The governor was joined this morning by Congressman Ridgel. We are hopeful this is this will be a bipartisan push to get this through the General Assembly. It is it's a big program. I know folks have been asking for state funding to transition to new equipment. We've had a lot of discussions recently. I know the governor, when he was at Legislative Day at the beginning of the year, talked about figuring out a way to fund new equipment for localities. And so after a lot of discussion trying to figure out how to do this, his budget proposal includes, again, this would be 100%. The actual equipment would be 100% funded. There was discussion earlier on of a partial program or a reimbursement program, and he decided this was way too important. He would fund it completely through the state budget. Again, this is all legacy equipment, so that includes all the touchscreens. So touchscreens would no longer be in use after August 1st. And legacy equipment also includes the optical scan equipment, like the AccuVotes, that are the older scan equipment that are experiencing problems and end-of-life symptoms too. And so we would be moving towards the digital scanning technology that is currently out there and in use. It provides both a paper trail, as you all know, but the new scanners, of course, being digital scanners, actually are, capture an image of the ballot as they're fed through. And so that is the type of equipment we'll go through. We did get some initial questions this morning about, what vendor and how that'll be decided. That we are going to be working on all those details. Now that we know the proposal, it's out there. We will be working on the details of how we will implement this. We'll certainly be through a procurement process. We'll figure out with VRAV and VBA and everybody that our stakeholders in this process. Kind of how to go about the selection process and narrow it down and how we'll get this accomplished. Again, it was a very aggressive time frame, but certainly we thought it was best to get everybody transitioned prior to 2016. We think everybody, at least everybody I've talked to, would agree that switching equipment in a presidential election year is certainly not something that folks want to do. And so that, those are the details that we have right now. I think the governor's office is issuing or has just recently issued a press release on it. We will forward that as soon as we get it, so that everybody has details. If folks could please, send us your questions. It is a statewide call, so I apologize. We did mute everybody's lines, because given the number of people on the call, we thought it was going to be too difficult to manage a Q&A this morning, but we did want to make sure to communicate the governor's proposal and announcement to everybody in the field and to get the word out there. We are going to have, if you have specific questions about the proposal, because again, we're right now in the process of figuring out how we will actually make this happen. Those questions that you have, you know, specific to the process, and suggestions and ideas that you have, if folks could forward those to Eugene, you know, Eugene has been, we've been moving him to take over some of the, a lot of the work related to voting system certification. And so Eugene can act as kind of a repository for those questions so we can compile them and start working through the list of questions and issues that folks have. I would also, we will also be doing a survey sometime in the next week or so to get or to confirm information we have from folks about number of precincts in your locality, the type of equipment you're currently using, any plans you have, or kind of if you are already in the midst of a procurement process, if you have any plans to split precincts prior to the presidential year. I mean, all sorts of questions, you know, that will be helpful to us as we work through the process. So again, when we send that survey out, we would certainly appreciate everybody responding, because that'll help us to best get a handle on what the situation is out in the field and confirming the info that we currently have. And so that's the info we have right now. Again, I think it's a very big announcement. We're very excited about it. Someone has finally listened and you know, put up a proposal to get funding to get everybody transitioned to new equipment. So we look forward to working with everybody and trying to figure out how to get this through the assembly and how to get everybody new equipment heading into next year's election. All right. So that's all I have for everybody. Again, forward questions you have to Eugene, because he's going to compile them all for us as we start working through this process, so that we can make sure to address any questions and concerns that folks have as we move forward. And let your leadership, let the association leadership know too, because we'll, I'm sure, be discussing this on the leadership call. You know, so get that info to us, get your question to us. I'm sure there's a lot of questions out there. We may not have all the answers right away. We will certainly work on getting them and figuring out how to make this program work. Because again, it is incredibly important that we have a election system and equipment out there that people trust and have confidence in. And I will leave you with the fact that the governor did talk a lot about the hard work that the local election offices do, and trying to get new equipment out there so there's one less headache that you all have to deal with, because you're dealing with quite enough on election day. And so we, again, appreciate his support in getting a proposal out there, and we will talk with everyone soon. Thank you all for joining us this morning on such short notice. Goodbye.